I never had a mother. I hardly knew my dad. I've been in town for 18 years. You're the only boy I've had. I can't stay. Maybe I'll be back someday. Baby, don't go. I never had no money. I bought at the secondhand store. The way this old town laughs at me, I just can't take it no more. I can't stay. I'm gonna be a lady someday.
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
We welcome you to Birmingham, Alabama and Regions Field. It is a high-octane pitching matchup on a Thursday night. Hagan Smith, top 20 prospect in all of baseball, against the reigning Brewers co-minor league pitcher of the year in the righty, K.C. Hunt. Javon Blake alongside you. We're getting set for first pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock Central Time between the Shuckers, the winners of three straight at 4-7, and the Birmingham Barons at 5-5. They've dropped each of the last two. Shuckers yesterday got their first shutout win of the season, and it's the pitching staff that's continued to roll in this series. The Shuckers have outscored the Barons in this series by a 10-1 score, and that one run came in the first inning on Tuesday and was an unearned run. The Barons have gone 17 consecutive innings without scoring a run, and they have not given the Shuckers pitching staff an earned run in this series. The Shuckers entered this series with a team ERA at 6.04. Entering today, it's all the way down below 5 at 4.92. The Shuckers yesterday were helped out by a couple of unearned runs. Three of their four runs in the day came home off of errors, with their one RBI coming off a double from Darian Miller back in the first, while the Shuckers' bullpen dominant. They did not allow a hit, and the bullpen in total has allowed just one hit over the first two games of this series. That stretches to 9 total innings from the bullpen, including four of them yesterday. Josh Machieski, Mark Manfredi, and Justin Yeager. Speaking of Josh Macieski, we'll take a break when we come back. Josh joins us for today's pregame interview on the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We chat with him a little bit about joining the Brewers organization and what drew him to the organization this past offseason. We also talk about what a small world it is. He finished up his college career at Keister Federal Park with UNC Charlotte back in 2018, and now he's back playing for the team that plays full-time in that ballpark here in 2025. We also talked to him about making his big league debut last year with the New York Yankees after growing up as a diehard Yankees fan in North Carolina. I'll come your way next before first pitch at 7 o'clock. Checkers and the Barons on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and checkers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thursday night baseball, game 3 of a 6-game set, Biloxi Checkers and the Birmingham Barons. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the stars out of the bullpen last night, part of that Checkers shutout. It's Josh Macieski. Josh, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How fun was it last night pitching in to help out the shutout? Two shutout innings as well with 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, coming in with a little bit of a lead, knowing that, like, you're the guy that's supposed to just keep things rolling and, yeah, keep the game going how it's supposed to go. So,
and it's been back-to-back great appearances as well. Last time out before yesterday, you went 3 shutout innings. How impactful and important is it to start building those outings one off of another out there on the mound?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my first outing definitely didn't go as planned to start the year. It's kind of coming off a virus that I had and kind of had lost a good amount of weight and just hadn't thrown in quite a few days. So, yeah, just getting back into that rhythm and that confidence that I had in spring training. I felt like I threw the ball well. So, yeah, just trying to stack good outings and go day by day, you know.
You talk about that virus. That's a tough way to start the season, losing all that weight. What's it been like trying to gain that weight back while also worrying about the day-to-day of being a professional baseball player?
Yeah, it was definitely tough because it was right at the end of spring when we were supposed to leave to drive to Biloxi for the season. And my fiance actually ended up getting it too, so I had to stay with her an extra day, make sure everything was good, but yeah, we ended up getting over it. Just trying to eat as much food as possible and make sure I'm hydrating. It's coming back. I'm almost back to what I was.
What's been the go-to food? Is there a certain item, or you're just getting multiple plates of spread to make sure you can build that weight back up?
Yeah, maybe just the extra protein wherever I go, you know? Yep.
One of the big things to start this season for you is you throw one of the slowest pitches out of anybody on this team. It's a 77 to 79 mile an hour slider that really is able to throw guys off. What's the importance of having that pitch in your arsenal to be able to throw guys off and flip one in there at, say, 77, 78?
Yeah, I mean, I think Steven Cruz has me beat on the slowest breaking ball, though. I think he's thrown 174, which is quite impressive. Honestly, yeah, I feel like it's a pitch where if I throw an outside corner to righties, they're going to take it a majority of the time because maybe they just don't think it's going to come back. But, yeah, it's just a pitch that I think it has a little bit of a late movement, you know, more bite than the velo shows. But, yeah, I kind of started throwing it more this year, and I feel comfortable with it, so just going to keep throwing it.
When you're throwing, how do you get the ball to move that slow? Is it something with your wrist? Is it something with your arm? Because you're usually sitting about 90, 91 with the fastball, but you're ripping off about 14 miles an hour or less with that slider.
Yeah. Maybe I honestly want to throw it a little bit harder. I've been working on that. Maybe get it to like 80, 82. But it's kind of a new grip, new feeling. I'm just getting used to like really ripping it. I have good feel for that pitch and for all my pitches, I think. So just attack with it, you know.
Entering this year, it's been sort of a really weird full circle moment for you. You made your final college appearance with UNC Charlotte at Keyser Federal Park back in 2018. And now here you are, first year in the Brewers organization, in the same exact spot where you threw your final college pitch. What was it like going back to Keyser Federal Park and remembering those memories with UNC Charlotte?
Yeah, definitely a lot of memories at that park. So weird to get back there. Really bad and really good memories there. It was definitely weird. 7 years later, being back there and playing there, it's like, yeah, it's just, you know, time changes, but not really.
This year's also your first year outside of the Yankees organization. What's it been like joining the Brewers organization, learning all the processes, and entering your first season with a new organization?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been interesting just coming from the pitching side. I think they got a good thing going here. How they rate how we pitch, I think it's a good process, and it obviously shows in the big leagues they've had some of the best, bullpen ERA in the last couple of years. Yeah, I think what they're doing, it obviously works, and it's been nice getting to know new people and try and learn more.
Was that one of your pulls and what drew you to the Brewers organization this past offseason of seeing that success at the big league level and how they've developed pitchers in the minor league side?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was cool to see. When I got that offer, it's definitely like, wow, this could be a place where I can learn a lot, get better, and have opportunities. So, yeah, that was a big reason.
Going back to last year, you had quite a big day in a couple of days at the big league level with the New York Yankees. You grew up a Yankees fan, and then you're making your big league debut in Yankee Stadium wearing the pinstripes. What was so special about that moment that you remember forever?
Yeah, it was everything I had dreamed of, right? I mean, it was amazing. Got to come in, had a nice big cushion. So just went in there and filled it up. It felt amazing. Got to pitch against the Red Sox Yankee Stadium. So just a lot of experiences that I feel like helped me a lot as a player. Kind of give me that confidence that I know I can do this and just more motivation to get back there and stay there, you know?
What was it like walking into Yankee Stadium as a player for the first time, getting to look in that clubhouse and go in as a player and see those pinstripes hanging in your locker?
Yeah, it's very humbling, honestly, just because you know how many amazing Hall of Fame players have come through there. So, yeah, just you can honestly feel it when you're in there. Like I said, I mean, if I played there, I feel like I can play anywhere, you know?
Yeah, how much does that also kind of prepare you? You're walking into Yankee Stadium. There's 45, 50,000 people screaming your name. You're pitching against the Red Sox under the lights. How much does that kind of bring perspective and a little bit of a calming presence pitching no matter where you are next when you pitched in that kind of environment, Yankee Stadium at the big league level?
Yeah, it gives you definitely a calming presence. It just gives you that confidence in yourself that we already all have in ourselves, but it gives you a little more, you know. It's a great feeling, the adrenaline. It's what we play for, you know.
Well, Josh, congrats on the last couple of great appearances. Looking forward to more. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Barons coming your way next.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers. If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes. The best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch. Shuckers and the Barons coming your way. The top of the hour. Shuckers at 4-7. The Barons at 5-5. Should be a real fun pitching matchup tonight. Casey Hunt, right-handed arm, 0-1 with a 7.94 ERA. He was the Brewers' co-minor league pitcher a year ago. He goes up against the lefty Hagen Smith, last year's fifth-round pick in the draft and the 13th-ranked overall prospect in all of baseball by Baseball America. He makes the start tonight, 0-0 with a 5.79. Earned run average. Time to take a look at tonight's lineups for both sides. The Shuckers lineup is built by Renova Roofing and signed by second-year Shuckers manager Joe Aral. Eric Brown Jr., the second baseman, is in the leadoff spot. Luis Lara bats second. He plays center. Cooper Pratt bats third and plays short. Brock Wilkin is in the cleanup spot, and he's the designated hitter. Behind him is the third baseman, Luke Adams. Xavier Warren is behind Adams, and he plays first. Ramon Rodriguez slides in behind home plate as tonight's catcher. He was the designated hitter last night, went 2-for-4. Ethan Murray back in the lineup after an off day yesterday. He commands left. And Vladimir Restituto is in right as he gets starts on back-to-back days. Garrett Spain gets a day off. For the Barons, their lineup is signed by first-year manager Guillermo Quiors for the Barons. Rico Nishida leads things off. Mario Camaletti bats second. Wilford Barris bats third. DJ Quatney is behind him in the back half of the order. Jacob Gonzalez, Michael Turner, Oscar Colas, Nick Podkol, and Jason Matthews. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers Barons coming your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM. Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mizorowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 3-10 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mizorowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Barry ends it in short, fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer! And it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn. It's a double play. Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio. Hit one with the bases loaded.
Today,
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Two names, Hagen Smith, Casey Hunt. Welcome to a star-studded Thursday night, Birmingham, Alabama, Regions Field, the spot for what should be a real fun one between the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, the Biloxi Shuckers, at 4-7 against the AA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox and the 5-5 Birmingham Barons. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us. It continues to be picture-perfect weather here in Birmingham. 74 degrees and sunny as we get underway. No wind to speak of, and already Hagen Smith set to make his third start of the year and his first against the Biloxi Shuckers. A former member of the Arkansas Razorbacks baseball program, last year's fifth overall pick, and he faces a former first-round pick in the Shuckers' second baseman, Eric Brown Jr., in the leadoff spot. First pitch of the night is a called strike at the knees, and we're off and running. Underway at exactly 7 o'clock. Brown's hitting 209 this season. The second pitch is a swing and a miss up high, and it counts at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Smith, the lefty, delivers. Tipped in a Turner's mitt. That's strike three. One up, one down. And it now brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara. Lara is hitting 133 on the season with a 220 OBP. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls in one strike. Lara bats at the very back of the right-handed box. Smith, who works quick, fires. And it just misses up at 97. The count evens 1-1. Smith, last time out, was pulled after just two-thirds of an inning and 33 pitches, just 18 strikes. The 1-1. Lara swings and misses. Fastball up. And all of a sudden, back-to-back batters that Smith wins the battle to two strikes. And the count's at 1-2. This is a lively arm right now from Smith. The 1-2 just misses up at 97, and the count evens 2-2. This time last year, Smith was playing college baseball in the SEC, and 1 year later, he's smack in the middle of a double-A rotation. The pitch is a called strike three. Slider on the inside corner, 85. Laura's down looking. And now two away for the righty Cooper Pratt. Smith, a three-pitch guy, fastball, slider, and a splitter. 21 years old and a native of Bullard, Texas. It's a matchup of two of the youngsters right now in the Southern League. Smith on the hill and the righty Pratt at the plate. First pitch, Pratt tips it in a Turner's mitt, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Pratt on the year hitting 261, the 300 OBP. The 0-1. Rocketed out towards center. Gladney's back on it. under it towards the warning track, about five steps shy of the warning track. He holds it in, and that ends the frame. But what a start for Hagen Smith. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He needs nine pitches for a perfect first. And now out comes the other SEC starter in Casey Hunt. For Mississippi State, Bulldog takes the hill when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom one, and in a high-octane pitching matchup between Casey Hunt and Hagen Smith. Smith sets down the Shuckers in order in the top of the first, and the Shuckers now turn to the 24-year-old righty Casey Hunt, the native of Wyckoff, New Jersey. Try and match him in the bottom of the first. It's Hunt's third start of the year, 0-1 with a 7.94 ERA. Had a real tough first start of the year. Gave up three runs off of three hits in just two-thirds of an inning. Last time out, a little more like the typical Casey Hunt start we've gotten to know with the Shuckers. Five strikeouts, five innings, and he gave up just two runs. The lefty Rico Nishida leads it off. Mario Camaletti bats second, and Wilford Veras rounds out the top three. The pitch popped up, third base side, and into the seats. Ethan Murray, who commands left tonight, gives it a look, but it's out of play. Hunt throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, cutter, sweeper, curveball, and a changeup. Fastball sits about 91-93. He's got a lot of movement. 0-1. Lifted foul. Out of play on the third base side again at 91. And a count that no balls and two strikes. Time called at the very last moment by Nishida. About a millisecond before Hunt was ready to rock and roll. No balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Nishida, by the way, hitting .318 this season. The 0-2. Dribbled foul off Rodriguez behind the plate. He counts it 0-2. Ramon Rodriguez has made quite an impression early on behind the plate with the Shuckers to begin this year. Guy who has had a lot of time in professional baseball. The 0-2 misses inside, and the count goes to 1-2. A little bit of a veteran presence in that catching core that includes Darian Miller and Victor Torres. Rodriguez, 26 years old, has been playing professionally since 2016. The 1-2 misses low. Slider at 85, and the count evens at 2-2. Shuckers tonight rocking the camo alternate jerseys with the swinging oyster logo on the left part of the chest. The 2-2 misses up, flies to the screen, and the count goes full. Shuckers have paired it with their black caps, black bill, and the Biloxi B logo on the front. And they're rocking the gray pants. Luis Lohr, the only one wearing high socks, he's got black socks on. Casey Hunt has the white Nike cleats with a black swoosh. The 3-2. Rolled over Hunt's head on the right side. Brown charges at second, fumbles it, and Nishida reaches. It's a base hit for Nishida, who's got a ton of speed. And it brings up the lefty Mario Camaletti. Now that right there has been a problem Casey Hunt's run into all season long. He's been dinked and dunked to death early. You look at his first start. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up three runs on three hits, and you think to yourself, all right, he had to have been hit around a lot. And no, there were a couple of bloop hits and an infield single. The pitch to Camaletti. He shows bunt, bunts at third base side. Adams charges, now lets it roll, and it is foul. What a job by Adams. Count goes to no balls and a strike. He was playing back. Camilletti sensed it and dropped the bunt. And that thing just spun foul as it's made its way down the third baseline. Counts at no balls and a strike. Nishida at first, 6-for-6 in stolen bases, 19 for the Barons this year as a team. Nishida leaves the Southern League with 6 bags, 19 for the Barons. That is the third most in the Southern League. Camilletti digs back in. He's a .257 hitter this year with a .409 OBP. Hunt delivers. Camilletti takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. This is a Barons team that offensively has been shut down through the first two games of this series. Sheeta takes an extra step off first. Now the pitch. Rolled weakly right back to Hunt on the mound. He throws to Pratt wide of the bag. Pratt dances, dives back to second, and beats Nishida. Well, that was almost disaster for the Shockers. Camilletti grounds into a fielder's choice. Nishida's retired. Now one away, and it's time to meet the Shockers defense. Cooper Pratt is at short. Eric Brown Jr. is at second. Luke Adams is at third. Xavier Warren's at first. Ramon Rodriguez is behind the plate. Outfield from right to left. Vladimir Restituyo, Luis Lara, and Ethan Murray. The pitch to the righty, Veras, is a called strike top of the zone. That's a slider at 85. Veras this year batting .231 with a .333 OBP. The 0-1. Hit on a hop, snared by Brown, bats it down at second, flips to Pratt at the bag, and the Shockers get an out. What a nice job by Brown up the middle. That was a hot shot. Off Ferris's bat at 109. Brown on his knees batted it down at second, and then an easy toss to Pratt records the out. 109 off the bat, one of the hardest hit balls we've seen so far. That was a curveball at 82. Brings up the righty, Gladney. The pitch. Gladney pops it out to right center. Restituyo and Laura come together. Laura's under it, and he makes the catch. Well, Smith and Hunt, octane pitching matchup, and they both traded zeros early. Shockers, a little bit more defense. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the second. Shockers and Barons are scoreless on the Shockers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Wilkin leaves things off for the Shockers in the second. We're scoreless, Shockers and Barons. Picture perfect Thursday night. Eddie Hagen Smith back to work. The lefty delivers. Misses up and away for ball one. Wilkin this year is hitting .152, but a .417 OPS. He leads the Shockers in walks. The 1-0. Wilkin takes a strike on the inner half. Slider at 80 miles an hour. Count evens 1-1. Wilkins reached base in 9 straight. A lot of those have come by the way of the walk. The 1-1. Foul back and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. It's hard to imagine how much Brock Wilken has walked early on this year. He's been up 48 times and has 15 walks. The 1-2. He checks his swing on a slider low. Home plate umpire Daniel Bythway says he goes around. And that's the third strikeout tonight for the lefty Smith. One out, nobody on, and in steps the righty Luke Adams. Shuckers and the Barons are scoreless. We're in the second. Adams hitting 128 in the year with a 277 OBP. The pitch is a called strike at the knees at 96, and it's 0-1. So far, Smith has pretty much been a two-pitch guy. He's got a third offering, but the Shuckers haven't seen it yet. Fastball, slider, and a splitter for the lefty. The 0-1 is a called strike. Top of the zone at 96. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Now the 0-2. Adams checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. That's Shane Sullivan. And counts it a ball and two strikes. And by the way, going back to the first start of the year for Smith, there's only one at this ballpark. The 1-2 misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Smith struck out 10, and including the three today, he had struck out 9 of his last 10. The 2-2 fouled off, and the count stays even. He retired each of the last six. Check that. Retired each of his last six in his start, and he's retired three of the first four today. So he had it all together. That's 9 of the last 10 via a strikeout. The 2-2. Adams fouls it straight back, and the count stays 2-2. That was a heater at 96 from Smith. And Adams stays alive. And some high-octane stuff from the lefty. He comes home. Swing and a miss. Buries a slider low at 78.
That's another Rambler Sports Bar at the Bank. Strikeout.
Gets Adams swing for the second out.
First baseman number 8, Xavier Warren.
Four strikeouts in the first five batters today for Smith, and it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. The pitch misses up to Warren, who's in from the right side. Warren this year, 207 hitter with a 273 OBP. We're scoreless, Shuckers and Barons in the second. The 1-0. Popped foul, first base side towards the seats. Podko gives it a look, but it is out of play. The count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Nobody on in the top of the second. Shuckers and Barons are scoreless on a Thursday night. Smith delivers. Warren fouls it back. His helmet almost pops off. And count at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Hammered out to left. Kolas is back on it. Towards the warning track. Sticks up his mitt. Makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Warren got almost all of it, but hit it to the farthest part of the yard. And it ends as a deep fly out to left. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Worth an inning and a half. Shuckers and Barons are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Alexi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go at Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shuckers shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The end of the bottom of the second, and the ready Casey Hutch is back to work for the Shuckers. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Barons. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Hunt comes home. Lefty Jacob Gonzalez takes a strike on the outer half. A curveball at 78, and the count's at 0-1. Gonzalez, a left-handed bat, 225 hitter this year. The 0-1 is a called strike at the knees. A changeup at 86, and all of a sudden, Casey Hunt's ahead in the count 0-2. The 0-2 delivery is a called strike 3. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Gonzalez down on strikes, and there's one away. Lefty Michael Turner now digs in. 5-for-11 this season with 5 walks. First pitch from Hunt. Misses inside, and it's 1-0. By the way, fans, you can join the broadcast 601-514-0776 with our Bruce Arts Barbershop text the booth line. Again, the number 601-514-0776. Pitch misses low to Turner, and it's 2-0. Make sure to also visit the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network, 158 GE Orr Street in downtown Biloxi. That's Bruce Arts Barbershop. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. The 2-0 misses low, and it's 3-0. Hunt takes a moment. Now out of the windup, comes home. Slider called a strike on the inner half, and it's 3-1. The pitch, swing and tipped in Rodriguez's mitt, and the count goes to 3-2. That was a cutter at 85 from Hunt. First time we've seen that pitch tonight from him. He throws a little bit of everything. A 5-pitch mix for Hunt. Relies a lot on movement, and then has a fastball that has a lot of carry towards the plate and gets over the bat. The 3-2. Fisted, third base side, foul. About a foot and a half. Counts full at 3-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Counts full to the lefty Michael Turner. One out, nobody on. Scoreless in the bottom of the second on an incredible pitching matchup. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Turner. That was the cutter in 85. Now two away. Brings up the lefty Oscar Colas. And this right here is the Casey Hunt the Shuckers have come to know and love. Works quick, delivers to the lefty. Colas swings and misses. A slider low at 81. And it counts at 0-1. Colas hitting 320 this year with an 899 OPS. The 0-1. This is inside. Curveball at 78, and the count evens 1-1. Hunt delivers. Roll, two hops to first. Warren snags it, takes it to the bag himself. And Casey Hunt, all of the suddens, retired 4 in a row. And it's an easy 1-2-3 second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the third. Shuckers and Barons are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network. And cruising WGC.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hagan Smith's gone six up, six down with four strikeouts to begin the day. And the lefty delivers the first pitch of the third. Righty Ramon Rodriguez smashes it foul onto the second deck of suites on the first base side, and we're off and running. Javik Blake back alongside you. We appreciate you joining us on your Thursday night. The 0-1, hot foul, out of play, first base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. What a fun pitching matchup. Casey Hunt versus Hagan Smith. Third time in their careers that they've appeared in a game against one another. It happened twice in college in the SEC. The 0-2. Rodriguez hits a towering fly ball towards center, but it's not deep. In comes the center fielder. Gladney sticks up his tan mitt, makes the catch, and it retires Rodriguez for the first down. One out, nobody on, and the righty Ethan Murray is set to dig in. Digs in at the very back of the right-handed box with some New Balance cleats. Sitting 333 this year, 7 for his first 21 at the plate, 318 OBP. The pitch misses up and away, and it's ball one. Now, the interesting thing right now for the Shuckers is first time through the order, Hagan Smith has been very, very good. He's retired 7 in a row. The 1-0 to Murray. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The interesting thing is how are the Shuckers going to make adjustments second time through the order when Smith has featured the fastball, slider, and curveball exclusively first time through. The 2-0. Murray hits a towering fly ball to deep center. Gladney's back on it towards the warning track, and he makes the catch two steps shy of the wall, and some tough luck for Murray. Off the bat at 105, and he comes up with nothing. Now two away for the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. That's the hardest hit ball by a Shucker today. And it ends up as a fly out to deep center. Righty Restituyo up. Scoreless in the third. The pitch is a called strike at the knees at 96. Two outs, nobody on. Smith has gone eight up, eight down to begin the night. The 0-1 misses low. Turner sort of tries and picks it out of the dirt and ends up about three quarters of the way up the first baseline. Counts even at 1-1. By the way, Restituyo hitting 182 on the season with a 206 OBP. The pitch, fisted, first base side foul territory. Podko on a dead sprint pulls up and it takes a hop into the Barons dugout. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2. Restituyo smacks it to short. Couple hops to Gonzalez, who fields it by his ribcage, fires the first, and it's in time. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Hagan Smith just 34 pitches to go 9 up, 9 down. We're scoreless through 2.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit ValexiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving Seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom three, 8-9-1, due up in the Barons' order against Shuckers' Randy Casey Hunt, who has been terrific tonight in a high-octane pitching battle. First pitch of his frame misses up and in to the righty Nick Ponko, and we're underway. Ponko, 3-for-14 this season with 7 strikeouts. The pitch from Hunt, swing and a miss. Cutter on the inner half at 85, and the count evens 1-1. And Cutter's been working in a big-time way for Hunt tonight. Former Mississippi State Bulldog fires another cutter in, and the count goes to 1-2. He's already got one strikeout on the cutter. That was to Michael Turner back in the second. The 1-2 pitch misses up, and it's 2-2. Two strikeouts through two innings for Hunt, who, when he's working quick, means good things, and he's working very quick tonight. He usually means he's on his game. The 2-2 to Ponko. Just misses low. Rodriguez behind the plate. A good frame to try and steal that low strike. And the count's full at 3-2. Hunt reaches down, grabs some dirt. Now puts his right foot on the white rubber. The 3-2 to Ponko. Misses up, and it's ball four. First walk of the night gives us a chance to remind you, if you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When we work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today, GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. Righty-righty matchup with a man on. The pitch misses up and in. About a quarter swing from Matthews, and the count's at 1-0. Matthews just 2-for-7 this year. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for the native of New Zealand. The 1-0 delivery. Matthews hits a high fly ball to deep left. Murray's back on it and watches it go. It's off the scoreboard and rattles around the home run porch. First homer of the year for Matthews. And it's a 2-0 Barons lead. That was off the bat at 109. It goes 382 feet. And that snaps a 19-inning scoreless streak from Shuckers pitching. Back to the top of the order in the lefty, Riku Nishida. It's the first homer allowed this year by Hunt. Hunt kicks and delivers. Nishida takes a slider for a called strike. It'll be interesting now to see how Hunt battles back in this one. The 0-1. Nishida takes up and in, and the count evens 1-1. fastball at 92 from Hunt that Matthews got around. The pitch is rolled weakly, first base side, couple of hops, and it stays fair. Warren picks it up right on the first base bag and taps it. Now one away for the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Camaletti's 0-for-1 tonight. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning. 2-0 Barons, one out, nobody on in the third. Hunt delivers. Tipped in and out of Rodriguez's mitt back to the screen. Counts it, no balls and a strike. One of the big things for Casey Hunt on his fastball is something called induced vertical break. He just threw a pitch that got 22 inches of it. Shakes off two sides, gets the one he likes, and delivers. Misses low and in, and it bounces into Rodriguez's mitt. The count evens 1-1. And what induced vertical break is basically how much the ball would rise, quote-unquote, if there was not gravity. So what it's expected to drop versus the reality of it. The 1-1. Hit under Hunt's glove, over second. Pratt gets it in short center. Spins, fires to first. It's in time. And that retires Camaletti for the second out. But a pitch with 22 inches of induced vertical break means that as it's coming towards the plate, it looks like it's rising. And anything over 20 is really considered elite at the big league level. The pitch to the righty, Varus, is a called strike at the top of the zone. Another Shuckers pitcher who had similar metrics on the fastball, a couple miles an hour harder, was Bradley Blaylock last year. The 0-1 misses low, and it bounces into Rodriguez's mitt. Count evens 1-1. Blaylock turned that fastball into a big league opportunity when he was acquired for Nick Mears at the trade deadline by the Colorado Rockies. The 1-1 is a called strike on the outer half. It's a curveball at 78. The count at 1-2. Blaylock right now in AAA Albuquerque, but made six starts at the big league level last year with the Rockies. Ferris calls time and steps out for a moment. Now digs back in. 2-0 Barons, bottom of the third. Hunt kicks and delivers. Misses up. A little bit of a pause in the middle of that windup from Hunt. The count evens 2-2. Hunt's about to throw his 45th pitch of the night. 28 of them so far have been strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 92. 20 inches of induced vertical break. And that gets Varus swinging to end the inning. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 2-0 Barons through three. And we head to the fourth on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
We hit the fourth. Top of the Shuckers order. It's the second time tonight. It's a 2-0 lead for the Barons over the Shuckers. Smith delivers. Righty Brown dribbles it foul towards the Shuckers dugout, third base side. And we're off and running. Smith has been terrific. Nine up, nine down with four strikeouts. Now the 0-1. Just misses away, a fastball at 94. And the count evens 1-1. His fastball tonight has reached up to 97. Smith delivers. Dribbled out in front of home plate. Two hops back to the mound. Smith corrals it. Hops off the mound towards first. Underhands to Podkol. And Brown is retired. One away for the switch hitter, Luis Lara. That was the first time we've seen the splitter tonight from Smith. That was at 87. Not too often you see a splitter at 87 miles an hour. The pitch to Lara. Fouled back, and the count's at 0-1. Lara is 0-1 tonight, struck out swinging on a slider back in the first. So the big question for the first three innings was, what was Hagen Smith going to do? The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. But what was Hagen Smith going to bring out second time through the order? He relied on really a fastball and a slider-curveball mixture first time through, but second time through he's added in that splitter. The 1-1 misses out, and the count goes to 2-1. And that's an important step for a pitcher who this year is in his first full season of professional baseball to add on that splitter on a different offering second time through. The 2-1. Roped right side, one hop, in a right for a base hit. Luis Lara becomes the first Shucker to get on base tonight. And it brings up the righty, Cooper Pratt.
The shortstop, Cooper Pratt.
Pratt digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Shuckers down 2-0 in the top of the fourth. One on, one out. Smith delivers. Pratt takes a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. Pratt flew out to center back in the first inning. He's now 3-for-9 in this series with two extra base hits. The pitch misses low. Turner blocks it up. Lara thought about second for a moment. And now is back to first. One ball, one strike, one out, and a runner on. Pratt, a guy who throughout this early part of the season has shown to make great adjustments at the plate. Check over to first, and Lara is back in time. It's one of the telltale signs of a guy able to have success at the double level is how they make adjustments throughout an at-bat in the game. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 95, and the count goes to 1-2. But Pratt's had a real nice ability early on this year. When he's gotten beat on a fastball early in counts, he's been able to go the other way with it later in counts after fighting off a couple of secondary pitches to get back to that fastball in a fastball count. One ball, two strikes, one away. Lefty Smith comes set. Now delivers. Pratt shoots it foul. That was the fastball. First base side above the dugout. And counts at 1-2. He just threw the hands at it. Wasn't quite a strike, but it was right around near the edge of the zone. Stays alive and lives to see another day. The 1-2. Misses inside and it hits him. Pratt's hit for the first time this year.
That's going to hurt. That's another Norris injury while he's hit by
Coach. And now runners on first and second with one away for the righty Brock Wilkin. And while they said on the PA that it's going to hurt, it could have hurt a lot more. That was a slider at 84. Imagine how much more it would hurt if it was 97 to the foot instead. Pratt's ankle's all fine. He's down at first base. He's put the sliding mitt on the left hand, and he's good to go. Also kind of a mean PA read for your home pitcher. The pitch to Wilkin is a called strike on the outer half. I feel like Hagen Smith would like to hear other things other than, oh, that's going to hurt when he hits somebody. The count's at no balls and a strike with one away. The 0-1 delivery. is a called strike at the top of the zone, and it's 0-2. Wilkins 0-1 tonight. He struck out swinging on a slider back in the second. But by the way, that PA read, one of the beauties of minor league baseball was all the fun and wacky things you get to see throughout a game. The 0-2 misses up. Fake throw to second from Turner. Counts at 1-2. You remember back to Bull Durham, the movie that is less of a trauma and more an accurate documentary about the life that minor league baseball players and broadcasters and front office members live. The 1-2 delivery. Fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. But in that movie, they have you hit the bowl, you win the steak, you hit the grass, you win a salad. And that was a real thing. Joe Arolt used to play at the ballpark that is featured in that movie, Durham Athletic Park. The Bulls have since moved to a new ballpark, Durham Bulls Athletic Park, but with the new ballpark came the bowl. It snorts and blows out smoke whenever there's a homer. The 1-2. Wilkins swings and misses. Slider in the dirt at 83. And now two away for the righty Luke Adams. Two on, two out. And righty Adams digs in. Pratt's at first. Lara's at second. 2-0 Barons in the top of the fourth. The check back to second, and Lara is back in time. Lara only has one stolen base this year, but that's more of a byproduct that he hasn't been on base a ton early on. He's got a lot of speed. 45 stolen bases last year in high A. The pitch. Adams takes inside. The count goes to a ball and no strikes. Speaking of Luke Adams, he's swinging a new bat yesterday and today. It's called a Glomar bat. It's a different type of bat, and a really specific one to Adams. The 1-0. This is low, and it's 2-0. It's a bat that's a little bit thinner at the handle and thicker at the barrel. Actually added a little extra wood to it. Instead of a drop 3, it's a drop 2.5. It's a 34-31.5 for Adams. The 2-0 is a called strike on the outer half. And the count goes to 2-1. Adams swung them all throughout spring training, except he ran into a problem in spring training. And he broke them all. So he had to swing a different type of bat through the first 10-plus games until he got a new shipment. The 2-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. He got the shipment in yesterday, was able to use a couple of them during batting practice, and parked a couple balls way out of here over the Shuckers bullpen in left center. So he's hoping for the same results today. The pitch. He swings and smashes one out to deep center. Gladney back on it towards the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Off the bat at 102, but 368 feet to the wrong part of the yard for Adams. And that ends the end. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 3.5. And the Shuckers trail 2-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
box against the righty Casey Hunt. Move to the fourth inning. Shuckers down 2-0 on a gorgeous Thursday night. 70 degrees. Pitch, swing, and a miss. On a cutter up and in at 84, and the count's at no balls and a strike. Gladney's 0-1 tonight. Sun's officially set. The 0-1 misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Lights have taken full effect. A dark sky is overhead. No clouds in sight. The 1-1. Gladney chops it foul, third base side. Two hops to the third base coach, and the count's at 1-2. Well, since the homer that Casey Hunt allowed that made this a 2-0 game for Jason Matthews, he's retired three straight, two groundouts and a strikeout. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt. Rodriguez blocks it up, slaps the tag on Gladney. And that's the fourth strikeout tonight for Hunt. One out, nobody on, and it's the lefty Jacob Gonzalez who's set to dig in. Gonzalez, a former 15th overall pick by the White Sox back in 23. The pitch misses up and in for ball one. Gonzalez was a member of the Ole Miss Rebels ball club in college. The 1-0 misses low and in, and the count goes to 2-0. And had things gone according to plan for Ole Miss, he would have been teammates with a certain Cooper Pratt. The 2-0. Called strike on the outer half, and the count goes to 2-1. Cooper Pratt was originally slated to go to Ole Miss before he signed with the Brewers and was drafted. The 2-1. Gonzalez fouls it back and out of play. And the count goes to 2-2. Gonzalez last year hit 225 with a 605 OPS. He didn't strike out a lot, just a 14% rate, but he also didn't walk a lot. The 2-2. Rolled weakly right side of the infield. Brown moves to his right, snags it on a backhand, settles his feet, fires to first. It's in time. And that retires Gonzalez for the second out. By the way, time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in action in the Southern League. Bottom six, Chattanooga leads Knoxville 5-4. They're through seven. The Blue Wahoos lead the Clingstones 2-0. The pitch to the lefty Turner is a called strike on the outer half. Changeup at 85, and it's 0-1. Elsewhere, bottom four, Rocket City leads Montgomery 5-1. The 0-1, chopped foul, first base side, and the count moves to 0-2. That was a cutter at 84. AC Hunt outside of that two-run homer has looked real sharp. It is third start of the year. That first start of the year, where he lasted just two-thirds of an inning, was very much a fluke. It certainly looked that way. Kind of like Casey Hunt's not going to have many of those. The 0-2. Foul back, and he stays alive. Turner strikeout swinging in the second on a cutter. Hunt buried it in the dirt for a strikeout. One of 40 as tonight, and now time's called. No balls, two strikes, two away. 2-0 Barons in the bottom of the fourth with nobody on. The 0-2 delivery. Fouled off of the plate. And we'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Turner chokes up, the 0-2, misses low, cutter at 85, and the count goes to 1-2. Just creeping up towards the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday night. The 1-2 from Hunt is a called strike three on the inside corner, a fastball at 91, and Hunt has five strikeouts through four innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He's retired six straight since the homer. And we move to the fifth. Barons 2, Shuckers nothing. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Xavier Warren begins things for the Shuckers in the fifth. They're down 2-0. Lefty Hagen Smith is back to work. His first pitch misses up. A slider at 76. The 1-0 delivery. Warren drives one towards deep center. Gladney under it. And he makes the catch. The Shuckers. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Well, they've screwed up a couple against Hagen Smith. The only problem is every single one of them has been to DJ Gladney in center and the largest part of the ballpark. So instead of a couple of runs and maybe a few homers, the Shuckers have just one hit and no runs to speak of. Ron Rodriguez digs in from the right side. The pitch. He swings and pops one foul, third base side and into the seats. And the count's at 0-1. Rodriguez tonight is 0-1, front to center, back in the third inning. It's 2-0 Barons in the fifth. The pitch. Rodriguez drives one. Oh, this thing's way gone. A line shot out of the yard and left, and it's 2-1. Off the bat at 104, 391 feet, and Ramon Rodriguez has his first Shuckers homer. He touches home. What a big boy blast right there from Rodriguez. 104, 391 feet. And he extends the hit streak to four straight in a thunderous way. Ninth homer of the year for the Shuckers. That's the third most in the league. Now the pitch to the righty Murray. He swings and bloops one right side of the infield over Nishida's head and into right center for a base hit. Veras snags it on a hop and brings up the righty Vladimir Restituyo. Well, all of a sudden, some of the veteran guys in this Shuckers order, Rodriguez and Murray, guys with a lot of time in Double-A, have made some adjustments second time through. Murray now has hits in three straight, and he's 6 for his last 9. The pitch to Restituyo is a called strike at the knees, and Restituyo hops out of the box. He didn't like that one. And he counts at 0-1. He's got to be careful, though. We've already seen one ejection this series. That was hitting coach Nicky Delmonico post-game on Tuesday with this same umpire. Check over to first, and Murray's back in time. It's a 2-1 Barons lead over the Shuckers. The pitch. Restituyo fouls it straight back, and the count's at 0-2. The 0-2 chopped over Smith's head. Two hops to second. Ishida grabs it on the bag, taps the bag, goes to first, and that's a double play. But not before Ramon Rodriguez lifts off into the night. 391 feet. And the Shuckers are on the board. One run, two hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're halfway through in Birmingham. 2-1 Barons on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers all with a stutter right back in this thing. It's 2-1. David Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us on your Thursday night. And the righty Casey Hunt deals to the lefty Oscar Colas. It's a called strike on the outer half. And it's 0-1. Colas is 0-1 tonight. He grounded out to first back in the second. Hunt delivers. Misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. Shuckers got on the board thanks to a big man homer from Ramon Rodriguez. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half at 91, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch misses low. Count evens 2-2. Colas is 0-1 tonight. Though he enters today, hits in three straight, and he's reached base in six consecutive ball games. Hunt, the pitch. Just misses low, and the count goes full. Hunt's pitch count right now in good shape. That was just his 65th pitch of the night. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Dots a cutter on the inner half at 84. It's Hunt's sixth strikeout of the night. That's a new season high. And it brings up the righty Nick Podkol. Podkol drew a walk against Hunt back in the third. It went walk, two-run homer to make it at the time 2-0. The pitch rolled to third. Adams snags it on a hop, takes a step, fires to first. A bit low, but Warren picks it out of the dirt. And now two away for the righty, Jason Matthews.
Third baseman, Jason Matthews.
Matthews digs in back of the right-handed box against the righty Hunt. Two out, nobody on in the fifth. The pitch, Bonchon pulled back. The pitch misses away. Pitch misses. What's it called? Strike on the inner half. Cutter at 85. And the count's at 1-1. Timeout. Called at the very last moment. The home plate umpire motions to Hunt, says he has to make sure that he's made eye contact with the batter. Counts it a ball and a strike. Two outs in the fifth. Hunt delivers. It's a called strike at the top of the zone. Curveball at 78. The count's at 1-2. The pitch. Chopped third base side. Foul. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Now the pitch. Matthews swings and misses. Cutter in the dirt at 85. Rodriguez blocks it up. Fires to first. And Casey Hunt's retired 9 in a row after the Matthews home. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the sixth. Barons 2, Shuckers 1. We'll return in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Broussard-Barbershot to the bullpen. Out is starter Hagen Smith, and in is the righty Jordan Michael. Faces Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the Shuckers order. After Smith faced exactly 18. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Final line tonight for Hagen Smith looked every bit the part of the 13th-ranked prospect in all of baseball. He needed just 65 pitches to get through five innings. Gave up one run on three hits, including a homer. The 1-0. It's a called strike on the inner half at 93, and the count evens 1-1. For Smith, no walks and five strikeouts. And he turns to the righty, Michael. Makes his second appearance of the season. Now the 1-1. Chopped foul, third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. Michael, so far, 2025. He's made one appearance, got the win. Three no-hit innings. No runs, no hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Face nine batters. By the way, the numbers this year for Hagen Smith. Five strikeouts today. He's now struck out 17 this season. And he's only faced 41 batters. Time's called. Brown gets something in his eye and calls time at the very last moment. And by the way, in case you were wondering what 17 strikeouts and 41 batters is for a strikeout rate, it's 41.4%. Hagan Smith was in the SEC last year. And this year, he's making Double-A look a little easy on the strikeout side. Michaels 1-2. Misses low and away. And the count evens 2-2. The Shuckers will look to get something started against the bullpen for the Barons in this series. So far, they've scored 5 runs against the pen. The 2-2. Brown shatters his bat, bloops it to short and right to Gonzalez. Brown at the moment's about 3/4 the way up the line of what has turned into a cricket bat, and the rest of the barrel's right next to the bound. Riku Nishida picks it up and hands it off to the bat boy. One out. Nobody on. The Shuckers trail it 2-1. And the switch hitter Luis Lara digs in. Back of the left-handed box. Lara is 1-for-2. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Lara singled off Hagan Smith that snapped a streak of 10 consecutive outs to begin the night from Smith. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The righty Michael delivers. It's a curveball that just misses away at 77. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Nobody's on in the top of the sixth. The 3-1. Lara drives it out to right center, and it's down for a base hit. Takes a couple of hops to Gladney. And Lara's got himself a multi-hit performance. Now a man on with one away for the righty Cooper Pratt. Pratt is 0-for-1 tonight with a fly out to center, and he's been hit by a pitch. Michael, right-handed arm, was signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Illinois Springfield, which has maybe the single greatest college mascot name of all time. The pitch to Pratt. Misses away. Turner blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-0. You have your normal ones in college. The Bulldogs, the Tigers, the Panthers. But only one college has the Prairie Stars, and that's University of Illinois Springfield, the UIS Prairie Stars. I don't know if it gets better than that. The 1-0 delivery. Lowers up the second. It misses up and away. The throw to second is not in time. The ball pops out in Ishida's mitt. And Lara has his second stolen base of the night. I had never known what a Prairie Star was, or that Prairie Stars was used as a nickname, until I was in the Northwoods League with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and a pitcher by the name of Connor McKenna came to the roster. The 2-0 delivery. Pratt takes a slider away, and it's 3-0. McKenna had started his career as a Prairie Star and was also a part of the ball club at Truman State, which is in the Great Lakes Valley Conference in the Division II level. The 3-0 delivery. It's a called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So, of course, after figuring out that the Prairie Stars were a thing thanks to this man named Connor McKenna, you obviously got to go into a deep, deep dive. And there's not really any history as to why they're called the Prairie Stars, other than it sounds cool. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half, and the count goes to 3-2. But they're on the prairie. There are stars in the night sky on the prairie, and put 2-2 together. And the UIS Prairie Stars. They're one of the best schools in Division II, by the way. Michael comes in with a lot of pedigree. He spent 1 year at UIS, 25 strikeouts and 16 and two-thirds innings for Prairie Squad Stars team that is usually competing for a national championship. The 3-2 hit on a hop to short. Gonzalez snares it to his left, settles, lofts it to first, and beats Pratt by a step. Lara stays put at second. And now two away for Brock Wilkin. And this is another one. You got a Prairie Star on the mound and a Demon Deacon at the plate. There's only one Prairie Star and one Demon Deacon at the college level, and it's Wake Forest at the plate with Wilkin. And less popular, less known, University of Illinois Springfield with Michael. The pitch to Wilkin. There's a curveball that misses in, and it's 1-0. The Shockers have the tying run in scoring position. Lara's at second. There's two out in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0. Wilkin takes up and away, and it's 2-0. Michael delivers. Wilkin swings and misses. Curveball away at 77. And count goes to 2-1. Wilkins 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out twice against the starter, Hagen Smith, who struck out 5 in 5 innings. Michael delivers. Misses away. And the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1. It's a called strike on the outer half. A fastball at 93. Count goes to 3-2. The payoff pitch. Wilkin rolls it third base side. Backhanded by Matthews towards the line. Readies himself in fair territory. Fires to first. It beats Wilkin, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 5.5, and the Shuckers trail 2-1 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javid Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on cruising WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The order twice, and he's retired 9 in a row. Brings up the top of the order, and the lefty Rico Nishida. 2-1. Barons over the Shuckers. First pitch from Hunt. Misses up and in for ball one. The Shuckers have Brian Fitzpatrick up, and up's in quotation marks because he's standing next to the mound and not doing anything in the bullpen. The 1-0. Lifted foul. Third base side and out of play. The count evens 1-1. Nishida's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a ground out. The 1-1. Nishida takes up, and it's 2-1. Hunt has struck out 7 in 5 innings. That last pitch was just his 75th of the night. And Hunt's a guy who has a lot of ability to get you length in a starting role. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Hunt delivers. Nishida takes strike two. It's a fastball at 90 on the inner third. And the count's full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The 3-2 to Nishida misses away, and it's ball four. Nishida reaches, and it brings up the lefty, Mario Camaletti.
The designated hitter, Mario Camaletti.
By the way, Hunt is just the second Shuckers pitcher this season to pitch into the sixth inning. The other one who did it was Alexander Corneal back last Wednesday in Biloxi with his double-A debut and 6 shutout innings. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Now a visit. Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence is out to talk to Hunt. He gives us a chance, 10 seconds, for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We're in the last of the sixth, and we welcome you back to Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. It's a gorgeous night. Just under 70 degrees and clear. The sun's fully set. Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence is back to the third base dugout. Nishida's at first. Mario Camaletti's at the plate. The Shuckers are down 2-1. A 2-run homer in the third from Jason Matthews. Right now, the difference on the scoreboard. Nishida's off first. 2-0 the count to the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Check over to first. The tag, not in time and very close. Nishida barely gets back. And the count goes to 2-1. Another check over, and Nishida's back again. The pitch. Nishida's off the second. It's a called strike. The throw to second. A good one. The tag. Not in time. And Nishida swipes his league-leading 7th base of the season. Two balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Hunt delivers. It's fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. The Shuckers are down 2-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, Ryan Fitzpatrick is continuing to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Ishida at second. The 2-2 to Camaletti is roped first base side by Warren Smith. And in a right for a base hit. Nishida rounds third and comes home. The throw from Restituyo is cut off by Warren. And Nishida puts on the brakes around third. It's a single for Camaletti. And has Shuckers manager Joe Arolt seen enough? He's at the top step of the Shuckers dugout. but he stays put. That was off the bat at 102. And the righty Wolford Ferris now digs it. 2-1 Barons. Runners in the corners, nobody out. The pitch from Hunt is a called strike on the outer half at 92. Hunt comes set. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball kicked at a cutter at 86, top of the zone. And it's 0-2. Veras is 0 for 2 tonight. Grounded into a fielder's choice and struck out in the third. Hunt comes set. Now the 0-2. Misses low and away. Another cutter, this time at 85. And counts at 1-2. That was the 86th pitch of the night for Hunt. No Shuckers pitcher has thrown more than 87 in a start this season. The 1-2. Roped up the middle and a couple hops into center for a base hit. Nishida scores. Camaletti to second. It's an RBI single from Veras. And it's a 3-1 Barons lead. And that brings out Shuckers manager Joe Arol. A walk and two singles bring home a little bit of insurance in the sixth for the Barons, and the Shuckers go to the pen. Hunt out, Ryan Fitzpatrick enters, and he inherits two base runners. It's a Bruce Arch Barbershop call to the bullpen. We'll tell you more after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our prices low.
In from the right side against the new lefty, Brian Fitzpatrick. Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Visit them today, 158 GE Orr Street in downtown Biloxi. Go where the pros go. Get your hair cut today. Randy Gladney gets the first pitch from Fitzpatrick, and he takes up for ball one. Fitzpatrick inherits two base runners. Casey Hunt, an incomplete line tonight of five-plus innings. Gives up four hits, including a homer. Fitzpatrick, a tall lefty, 6'7". The 1-0. It's a called strike on the inner half. A changeup at 83. And the count evens 1-1. It's Fitzpatrick's second appearance of the season. First time out was his Double-A debut. And it was terrific. Three shutout innings, gave up just two hits. The 1-1. Tips foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Gladney's 0 for 2 tonight, flat to center in the first, and then struck out swinging on a curveball in the fourth. Fitzpatrick, a three-pitch guy, fastball, slider, and a changeup from a three-quarters arm slot. The pitch, foul back, And the count stays at 1-2. Fitzpatrick again, 6'7", 230. Left-handed arm that's a native of Smithtown, New York. The 1-2. Chopped foul. Off the tarp, first base side, and the count's at 1-2. Fitzpatrick was promoted to the Shuckers on April 12th. A little under a week ago, it was last Saturday morning that he arrived, and he made his Double-A debut on Sunday against the Quing Stones in that wild 9-8 winner for the Shuckers. The 1-2. Inside and almost gets him. Checks his swing, first base umpire says he does not go. And the count's at 2-2. Fitzpatrick delivers. Dribble foul at the plate. The count stays at 2-2. By the way, this game is flown by. We've forgotten to get to the Text the Booth line. As always, you can join in the broadcast. Tell us where you're listening in from. We're supposed to do it in the fifth today. We're doing it in the sixth inning. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, top of the zone at 94. And Gladney's retired for the first out. We'd like to say a big hello to Kane in Hattiesburg and Sarah in Wayne County. We'd also like to say a big hello to Glenn listening in from Ocean Springs. As always, you can join the broadcast with the Bruce Arts Barbershop Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Gonzalez is up from the left side. First pitch misses up, and it's 1-0. That was a changeup at 83. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out looking in the second, ground out in the fourth. The 1-0. Top foul. Third base side and into the seats. And the count evens 1-1. The Barons lead 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Camaletti's at second. Barris is at first. Fitzpatrick delivers. Misses up and in. Gonzalez bends out of the way. And it's 2-1. Fitzpatrick comes set. Now the pitch. Runner goes to third. Swing and a miss. To third. A good one. Pops out of Adams' glove and rolls into short left. Camaletti comes home. No throw from Adams. And it's 4-1. That was a dart. Ferris moves to second on the play. Camaletti was off to third. It was a perfect throw from Rodriguez, and it was just right off of Adams' glove. We'll see who they charge the error to. But that brings home one of the two inherited runners from Fitzpatrick, and not any of his faults at all. And the count is at 2-2. I don't know if you can quite give the error to Rodriguez there. That was a terrific throw. The 2-2 runner off to third. Pitch misses low. To third. Again, a good one. Almost gets by Adams for the second time. And Varias slides in with a stolen base. And they charge the throwing error on Rodriguez. Bit of a tough luck error for Rodriguez to allow Camaletti to score. That's the second error of his season. And Wilfred Varias picks up his fourth stolen base and swipes third. Now the infield's in with one away. Fitzpatrick's 3-2. Misses up and in, and it's ball four. Left-handed catcher Michael Turner digs in. Gonzalez is at first. Varias is at third. The Shuckers are down 4-1 in the sixth. Fitzpatrick delivers. Runner off to second. Pitch is a called strike. No throw to second. Rodriguez fakes it. And Gonzalez swipes second. It's the third stolen base of the inning for the Barons. Check at the fourth stolen base of the inning. Nishida stole after he got on with a walk. Four stolen bases in the inning. Infield now in. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Four stolen bases in an inning. Not too often you see that. The pitch, fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. It's just the third time this year in AA that a team has stolen four bases in an inning. The Arkansas Travelers did it twice, both last week against the Tulsa Drillers. They stole five in an inning and four in an inning. The 1-2 to Turner. First, Fitzpatrick steps off and stares to second. There was nobody covering, but a chance to reset the pitch clock and give the lefty Fitzpatrick a little chance to breathe on the hill. Turner's 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts. The 1-2. Swing and tipped in Rodriguez's mitt. That's strike three. Changeup low at 81. Now two away for the lefty Oscar Colas. That's now nine strikeouts for the Shuckers as a pitching staff. Gonzalez at second, Ferris at third, 4-1 Barons with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Lefty-lefty matchup, the first pitch is a called strike on the outer half. The 1-1, Colas takes up, and it's 1-1. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. By the way, the Barons, since 2005, have swiped four bases in an inning just one other time, May 22nd, 2014, in the seventh inning against Pensacola. And that's it. The 2-1 misses away, and it's 3-1. Barons, a team that has been around since 1885 in one form or another. The inning-by-inning stats only go back to 2005 on the minor league side, but still a hefty amount of games in the last 20-plus years. The 3-1 misses up, and that loads him up for Nick Podkol. So far, Fitzpatrick has entered, and it's gone strikeout, walk, strikeout, walk. 23 pitches, just 12 strikes. And it brings up the righty Podkol with the bases loaded. And that also brings out Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence for his second chat of the inning. Shuckers bullpen again springs back into action. This time it's the righty Chase Costello. By the way, Shuckers fans, can't wait for the team to get home. Shuckers return home next week, a six-game set starting on Tuesday, April 22nd through April 27th against the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. All the daily favorites are back, including a T-shirt Tuesday giveaway for Brandon Woodruff, a Shuckers name and number jersey on Tuesday. And it's also Princess Day on April 27th. That's a 1:05 start on a Sunday. A lot of fun princesses will be there. Bring out the kiddos. Fun for the whole family. LexiShuckers.com, the place to get your tickets. Bases are loaded here. The Shuckers are down 4-1. The righty Nick Podkol at the plate against the lefty Brian Fitzpatrick. First pitch misses inside. And the count's at a ball and no strikes. Lefty Fitzpatrick sets. Now the pitch. Podkol tips it foul to the screen. Count evens 1-1. Podkol is 0-1 tonight. Drew a walk, came around to score on the Matthews homer in the third, and then grounded out 2-3 in the fifth. And they started playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game a little bit early. The 1-1. Popped up, out to short center. Lara on a dead sprint in, raises out his arm, says, I got it, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. In the frame, one run. Check that, two runs, two hits, one error, and the bases are left loaded. We go to the seventh, 4-1 Barons on the Shuckers Radio Network. Cruising WGC.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, mortgage, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers and Barons on a gorgeous Thursday night. The end of the final innings. It's the seventh. And the Shuckers are down 4-1. Luke Adams leads it off against the righty Jordan Michael. The first pitch. This is up and in. And it counts at 1-0. By the way, Shuckers fans, you can see the Shuckers back at home at Keyser Federal Park starting next Tuesday against the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, the Montgomery Biscuits. The 1-0. Curveball is a called strike on the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. A lot of fun promotions. Princess Day next Sunday at the ballpark. Get your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. The 1-1 to Adams is a big curveball, and it's called strike on the inner half. The count goes to 1-2. Adams tonight 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout to center. The ready Michael delivers. Adams chops it foul, third base side, right to the third base coach Lee Rodriguez. And the count stays at 2-2. Michael delivers. Adams takes up and away. And the count evens at 2-2. Michael worked around a single and a stolen base from Elise Lara in the sixth to keep things at the time 2-1. Barons tacked on two in the bottom of the sixth to now lead 4-1. The 2-2. Rolled foul off the netting. First base side. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. Michael's 3-2. Curveball smacked a mile, but foul. Left field side and out of play. And the count stays at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Chopped foul ball again, third base side, and this lengthy battle continues. We're into a 10th pitch in this plate appearance between Jordan Michael and Luke Adams. Battle of two guys with two first names, Luke Adams, Jordan Michael. Though Michael is spelled M-I-K-E-L. 3-2. Popped up. Left side of the infield, the third baseman Matthews charges in, takes command, makes the catch about halfway up the third baseline. And Adams is retired for the first out. Well, in the sixth inning, Jordan Michael came in. We were talking about how he's one of the very few University of Illinois Springfield Prairie Stars to play professional baseball. And we were trying to determine what in the world a Prairie Star is, other than a name that sounds really cool. And we found the answer. We've dug deep into the UIS archives. First pitch to Warren. He takes a strike on the outer half, a changeup at 85. The count's at 0-1. Warren bats from the left side. The Prairie Star's nickname dates back to 1977. It's the brainchild of a man by the name of John Watts, the godfather of soccer in Springfield. The pitch is nubbed foul. Third base side, it rolls back into fair play. Matthews charges bare hands, fires to first, and Warren beats it out. How in the world did that thing roll fair? It was fouled by 5 feet, and all of a sudden took a hard right turn, and Warren reaches with an infield single, and that brings up the righty Ramon Rodriguez. Finish out the story of what a Prairie Star is. You think maybe it's a plant, an animal, a nickname for something. No. 120 suggestions came in. Soccer was the first one. They took many suggestions. The pitch to Rodriguez is a curveball and called strike one. They narrowed it down to six finalists, much like you see in minor league baseball, and Prairie Stars won. The name was meant to signify athletic excellence, a.k.a. stars on the field, on the prairie, in Springfield. The 0-1, fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. Yes, the name was meant to signify, this is straight from the press release, athletic excellence, in quotation marks, stars on the flat prairie side fields of the southeastern part of Springfield, Illinois. Their mascot is Orion, which has nothing to do with either of those things, but again, it sounds really cool, and it's a cool-looking mascot. The Greek hero, the 0-2, rolled foul, and the count stays at 0-2. So next time you go to trivia night at the bar or the brewery, and a question is, what is the reason why the UIS Prairie Stars are the Prairie Stars? Boy, can I tell you, you're going to be golden with that point total. The 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Stroked out to left center. It's down for a base hit. Colas to his left snags it. Warren hustles to third. Rodriguez, his second straight multi-hit performance. And the Shuckers now have runners in the corners with one away. And the tying run, Ethan Murray now digs in. That was off Rodriguez's bat at 97. And Ramon Rodriguez is quietly having a terrific start to his season. He's now 6-for-12 in his last three. Two extra base hits. Ethan Murray digs in, right-handed bat, 1-for-2 tonight. He's up against the righty Michael for the first time. The pitch, curveball, swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Murray swings and misses at a curveball again down low and away. And the count's at 0-2. Murray singled back into center in the fifth inning. Flew out to deep center in the third. Both of those came off starter Hagen Smith. He struck out five and allowed just one run over five innings. Shuckers trail it 4-1. The pitch. Murray chops a curveball to third. Matthews has it, goes to second for one. The throw to first is in time for a double play. And Ramon Rodriguez comes up looking to shake something off on the slide back towards the Shuckers dugout. A little bit of a limp. Certainly hope everything's okay with him. Shockers get two on with one away, but aren't able to bring anything home. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Time to stretch in Birmingham. The Shockers trail 4-1 in the Shockers Radio Network and cruising UGC.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Patrick delivers. The first pitch is dribbled foul by the right-handed hitting Jason Matthews. And we're off and running. Javik Blake alongside you. Fitzpatrick is into his first full inning on the hill. He came in 3 batters into the 7th and relieved Casey Hunt. Who had one of the 2 inherited runners to score. The 0-1. Matthews shows bunt. Pulls back, but it's called strike. Fastball at 93 on the outer half. And it's 0-2. Final line for Hunt tonight. He gives up 4 runs on 4 hits in 5-plus innings. Walks 2 and strikes out 7 on 87 pitches. Matthews, by the way, 1-for-2 today with a 2-run homer. The 0-2. Matthews takes a changeup away at 83. And he counts it a ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, chopped third base side. Adams goes back on it, plays it at third on his back foot, fires to first a bit wide. Warren slaps the tag on Matthews as he charges by. And now one away. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Big League Club is off tonight. Christian Yelich is throwing his annual charity gala. All the Brewers in attendance. They begin a 3-game set tomorrow with the Oakland Athletics. Rico Nishida now up, left-handed bat against the lefty Fitzpatrick. The pitch is a slider, and it's called strike 1. Bottom of the 8th inning, the Nashville Sounds lead the Charlotte Knights 5-4. Elsewhere, bottom 8, the Lansing Lugnuts and Wisconsin Timberrattlers are knotted at 3. The 0-1. Nishida takes up, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, a final from earlier today, the Carolina Mudcats at 10-2 to start their season. They defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds by a 10-1 final. The 1-1 to the lefty Nishida misses up and in. The count goes to 2-1. Nishida, by the way, 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a walk. The pitch. Check swing. And he goes around. Bit of an emergency hack on a cutter at 83. And the count's at 2-2. One out. Nobody on. It's 4-1 Barons in the bottom of the 7th. Nishida. An open stance. His feet very close together in the left-handed box. Now the 2-2. Boat down the left field line. Murray sprints in after it towards the line. On the run, he makes a shoulder-high catch. And now two away for the lefty, Mario Camaletti. Camaletti's 1-for-3 tonight. Drove a single into right, came around to score on a stolen base and an error last inning. The pitch tipped in and out of Rodriguez's mitt behind the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Two outs, nobody on. 4-1 Barons in the bottom of the seventh. And the Shuckers bullpen starts to spring into action. The 0-1 misses up, and the count evens 1-1. So far for the Barons, the runs have come in twos. Two in the third, two in the sixth. Fitzpatrick's 1-1. Just misses away. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Misses up, and the count moves to 3-1. Fitzpatrick out of the windup, rocks, kicks, and delivers. Called strike two in the inner half. Sinker at 91, and the count's at 3-2. Fitzpatrick looking to settle things down after a bit of a dicey sixth inning. Came in with two on, nobody out, and a run already in. The payoff pitch to Camaletti is a called strike three. Slider on the inside corner at 82. And that ends the inning. It's the third strikeout for Fitzpatrick in two innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the eighth. The Shuckers down 4-1. Looking to claw their way back into this thing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Arm into the game for the Barons. It's a three-start barbershop call to the bullpen. Ready to win Michael Dunn after two shutout innings. And it brings in the righty Harold Rosado. 6'4", 235-pound ready. Faces the righty Vladimir Restituyo. First for the Shuckers. The Shuckers are trailing 4-1 in the top of the eighth. First pitch from Rosado is a curveball and a called strike one. Rosado in for his fourth appearance of the year. He's given up two runs on three hits in four frames. The 0-1. Restituyo swings and misses another slider. This time a bit of a wild swing. And it counts at 0-2. Rosado, four walks and four strikeouts. The 0-2 to Restituyo. Is poked down the left field line towards foul territory. Matthews, the third baseman, under it. Onto the dirt, he makes the catch. And now one away. One out, nobody on. And it brings up the top of the order, the righty Eric Brown Jr. Brown's 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout, ground out, and a line out to short. And you can really hear that wind starting to whip in. Rosado deals. Brown takes inside for ball one. Brown yesterday saw his 9-game hit streak come to an end. He went 0 for 3 with a walk, but he did walk and extend that on-base streak to 10 in a row. The 1-0. Check swing. First base umpire says he goes around. The count evens at 1-1. Rosado delivers. Chops foul ball third base side, and he counts at 1-2. Four-one Barons in the top of the eighth inning. One out and nobody on. Rosado sets out of the stretch, delivers. Tipped foul at the plate, and the count stays at 1-2. Another 1-2. Line down the left field line, foul ball. The count stays at 1-2. New this year around minor league baseball is a mandate that the netting at all 119 minor league ballparks have to go all the way down the foul ball lines. And they've done that here in Birmingham. And that might have just saved the lives of about three people. There was a big group taking pictures on the hill. And Brown smoked that thing off the bat at 101. The 1-2. He lines it one hop to third. Matthews eats it up by his gut, fires to first. It's in time, and that retires Brown. Matthews kind of corralled it between his glove and his stomach. He's made each of the first two outs in the inning. And now two out, nobody on, and the switch hitter Luis Lara takes it. Lara's recorded his first multi-hit performance tonight. He's 2 for 3 with two singles and a stolen base. The pitch. He stares at strike one in the outer half of fastball at 93. It's a 4-1 Barons lead in the eighth. The pitch misses away. A changeup at 84, and the count evens 1-1. Chase Costello warming up in the Shackers' pen. Rosado delivers. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1. Hot foul behind home plate, out of play, and the count evens 2-2. It's been a good night from the switch hitter, Lara. He's recorded a hit from both sides of the plate, one as a righty against starter Hagen Smith, one as a lefty against reliever Jordan Michael. Anytime you can do that as a switch hitter, always a good kind of night. The 2-2. Lara tips it foul off Turner's mitt, and he stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rosado at the belt delivers. Misses away. A good take from Lara, who nods his head a couple of times, steps out for a moment. It was a changeup at 86. The count's now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosado's 3-2. Misses low, ball four. Turner thought it was strike three, took a step towards the dugout and hopped. Well, that's not the case. Lara reaches base for the third time tonight. Two singles and a walk. And all of a sudden, Brock Wilken, who stands in the on-deck circle, is the tying run in this thing. One on, two out. 4-1 Barons in the top of the eighth. Rosado delivers. Misses inside and almost gets Pratt. And he counts it 1-0. Pratt's been hit once today. That was back in the fourth inning. Extended his on-base streak to 5 consecutive games. The 1-0. Rolled, third base foul. Just wide of the bag. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Pratt swings and misses. It's a curveball in the dirt. Turner blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Pratt's out of the box for a moment. Now digs back in from the right side against the righty Rosado. The 1-2. Pratt tips it off Turner and back to the screen. And the count stays at 1-2. The foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Rosado is 1-2. Pratt rolls it left side of the infield. Gonzalez to his left grabs it. It's short, a long foot to Nishida at the second base bag. That retires Laura, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Chase Costello set to enter for the Shuckers when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious, ice cold, and zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The last of the eighth inning, and the Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. They trail 4-1. And the righty Chase Costello enters. His first pitch is to the righty Wilford Veras, and it misses inside for ball one. By the way, between innings, they have the kiss cam here at the ballpark. And they showed the Shuckers dugout, which is always a bold move when an opposing camera crew does it. Usually nothing happens. The 1-0. Veras takes a strike top of the zone, sinker at 93, and the count evens 1-1. But it zooms in, and Alexander Cornea leans over. And whoever he's standing next to is wearing a Shuckers hat. The 1-1 delivery misses low and away, and the count goes 2-1. He leans over, gives it a little kiss, stares at the camera, gives it a big old smile, and it quickly cuts away. Someone's taught Alexander Cornea comedic timing for the last bit. Incredible. The 2-1 misses away. Count goes to 3-1. And Cornell, by the way, that was Abdiel Mendoza's hat. He's standing next to him in the third base dugout. You gotta love it. 3 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Costello delivers to the righty, Veras. Swing and a miss. Sinker at 93. He counts at 3-2. Costello makes his fourth appearance of the year. A 10-1-3 ERA in 5 1/3 innings. 5 walks and 2 strikeouts for the 25-year-old Reddy. Now time's called and Vera steps out. Costello's payoff. Called strike 3 at the knees. A sinker at 93. And Vera strikes out looking for the first time tonight. Strikes out the second time total. One out. Nobody on. And the ready DJ Gladney steps in. He's 0 for 3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. It's been a tough series for him. 0 for 12 with 8 strikeouts. Costello delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. 4-1, Barons over the Shuckers in the bottom of the eighth. One out, nobody on. The ready Costello against the ready Gladney. The pitch. Chopped. Back to the mound. Costello picks it towards the third base side. Settles. Fires a strike to first. It's out of Warren's mitt. And Gladney reaches on the E3. Warren looked like he had it, and then he just dropped it. Second error of the night for the Shuckers, and it brings up the lefty Jacob Gonzalez with a man on and one away. Well, the Shuckers hoping that doesn't come back to haunt him. One out, one on. Ready Costello delivers. Bunt shown, bunted third base side foul. Counts that no balls and a strike. 4-1 Barons in the bottom of the eighth inning. Costello waits. Now delivers. It misses away. The count evens 1-1. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Barons 4, Shuckers 1. Bottom of the 8th inning. 4 runs on 4 hits for the Barons, including a homer. Shuckers a run on 6 hits, including a homer. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Costello sets. Gladney's off first. Now the pitch. Tipped in Rodriguez's mitt. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup away at 84. Gonzalez is down on strikes. Second strikeout of the inning from Costello. Fifth from the bullpen in 2 2/3. That brings up the lefty Michael Turner. Shuckers' bullpen throughout this series has been very, very good. 4 no-hit innings yesterday. They went 5 scoreless innings in the series opener on Tuesday night. 2 outs with a runner on. 4-1 Barons in the 8th. The pitch to Turner. Misses away, a changeup at 84, and the count's at 1-0. Turner is 0 for 3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. It's cooled him off after what was a blazing fast start, 5 for 11 with 5 walks to begin the season. He reached in 10 of 16 plate appearances. The 1-0, check swing, doesn't matter, it's called strike. A sinker at 93, top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Misses away. Delayed steal. The throw to second. First base side. The tag from Pratt. Got him. And that ends the inning. Gladney. Tough jump. And the Shuckers nab him. No runs. No hits. One error. Nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. The Shuckers trail 4-1 on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin'.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Of the night, Harold Rosado is back to work, and he's looking for a 6-out save. Shuckers trail 4-1. Shuckers have the middle of the order up. It begins with a cleanup bat, Brock Woken, then Luke Adams and Xavier Warren. The Shuckers are looking to battle back from a 3-run deficit in the ninth inning. The Barons are looking to get their first win of this 6-game set after the Shuckers won the first two. Rosado delivers. Misses in, and it's 1-0. Fastball at 91. Wilkins 0 for 3 tonight. He's now 0 for 11 in the series with 6 strikeouts. Rosado delivers. Wilkins takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Rosado, a young guy, just 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. The pitch misses low and in, and it's 3-0. He's looking for his first save since last year in A-ball with the Columbia Fireflies in the Royals system. He tallied 4 saves. Does not tally a save in the White Sox organization. The 3-0 misses up and in, and it's a 4-pitch walk to begin the night. 1-0, nobody out, and it's the ready Luke Adams. Rosado started last year with the Columbia Fireflies in single A in the Royals system, then was traded at the trade deadline in a package for Paul DeJong to the White Sox. Spent some time in high A, now this year in double A. The pitch to the ready Adams misses away. A slider at 80, and the count's at 1-0. Adams is 0 for 3 tonight. Strikeout, flyout, and a pop-out. He's 1 for 8 this series. The one was a 3-RBI double back in the first inning on Tuesday night. Now the catcher, Michael Turner, runs out to the mound to talk to Rosado. They have a quick chat, and he's back behind the plate. Xavier Warren's on deck. He's the tying run in this thing. Shuckers need to avoid the double play, though. Down 4-1, top 9. Righty Rosado delivers. Adams takes the low one away, and it's 2-0. Wilkins at first, not a ton of speed. The 2-0 delivery. Adams drives it foul. Ahead of a fastball at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. He's done that a couple of times tonight. Just ahead on a pitch on the inside corner, and he's fouled it off both times. Maybe a millisecond ahead from being a homer. The 2-1. is a called strike two at the knees at 92, and the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Rosado deals. Swing and a miss. Slider away at 81. Adams strikes out for the second time tonight. It's the first strikeout for the Shuckers lineup since the fourth. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in from the left side. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single. The Shuckers as a team have 6 hits. 4 of them have come from the 3 spots in the order currently due up. The pitch misses low, and it's 1-0. Warren's got a single. Rodriguez has a homer and a single. And Murray, in the 8th spot in order, also has a single. Shuckers will need them to come through here if they want to come back. They trail 4-1. Top of the 9th inning. The 1-0. Rolled first base side into Podkolzmit. He fires to second for one. Gonzalez to first in time. And that ends it. There's not much more Xavier Warren could have done. That was off the bat at 105. And Podkol put his glove right next to his ankles. Snagged the grounder, went to second, and Gonzalez, a quick turn and fire to first, finishes this one off. Well, the Shuckers see their 3-game win streak get snapped with a couple of offensive highlights, including Ramon Rodriguez's first home run of the season and a multi-hit performance from Luis Lara. Final score, Barons 4, Shuckers 1 in the 9th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base, as the Shuckers fall by a 4-1 final. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap everything up from a quick and speedy 2-hour and 19-minute ball game between the Shuckers and the Barons. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network. Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 3-10 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BalexiShucker.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, Mazurowski, and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jacob Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall 4-1 against the Barons on a Thursday night in front of a lively crowd at a Regions Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The Shuckers hit one spark on the offensive side, a fifth inning solo shot from Ramon Rodriguez. But for the Barons, they scored in pairs twice, 2 in the third, 2 in the sixth, as the Barons snap a 2-game skid and improve to 6-5. The Shuckers' 3-game win streak is snapped. They are now at 4-8. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Barons. They were helped out by 2 Shuckers' errors, 1 in the sixth, another in the eighth, of the Shuckers, one run on six hits. And again, they committed two errors. The winning pitcher is Hagen Smith, who has had quite the start to the season. Gives up one run on three hits, including a homer in five innings so far to begin the season. He's given up just four earned runs in 9 2/3 innings with 17 strikeouts and just six walks in his third career start at the Double-A level tonight against the Shuckers. Meanwhile, Casey Hunt gets the loss. He gives up four runs, all of them earned on four hits in five-plus innings, two walks and seven strikeouts. He throws 87 pitches while Harold Rosado picks up his first save in the White Sox organization and his first save since last year in Single-A with Columbia Fireflies in the Royals organization. He goes and pitches two no-hit innings to finish things out. Meanwhile, the Shuckers bullpen continues their good run of four. Brian Fitzpatrick, Chase Costello combined for three no-hit innings. The Shuckers have now not allowed a hit in each. We'll check that. Have allowed just a couple of hits. They have not allowed a hit in back-to-back nights. That's six consecutive innings, but they have not allowed a run in 12 consecutive innings out of the bullpen, and the bullpen has allowed a grand total of 11 base runners, six walks, a hit batter, and an error, the reason for it. Again, Hagen Smith the win, Casey Hunt the loss, Harold Rosado the loss, as we'll take a look at the scoring summary. We've told you how the Shuckers scored their one run. It was a solo shot from Ramon Rodriguez, 391 feet in the fifth inning, while the Barons got their two runs in the third off a two-run shot from Jason Matthews, and two more in the sixth on an RBI single from Wilford Veras, and an E2 on a stolen base of third that allowed Mario Camilletti to score. We'll take a break, come back, wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers fall to the Birmingham Barons 4-1 on a Thursday night. Four runs, four hits, no errors for the Barons. One run, six hits, and two errors for the Shuckers. Hagen Smith picks up the win. He gave up just one run over five innings with five strikeouts. The loss goes to Casey Hunt. He falls to 0-2 despite seven strikeouts in five innings. And the save goes to Harold Rosado, who got a six-out save, struck out one, did not give up a hit as the Barons' bullpen combines for four no-hit innings as they snap a two-game skid and improve to 6-5 on the year. Shuckers see their three-game win streak snap, and they are at 4-8. Quick and tiny game tonight. 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of 3,947 on a Thursday night at Regents Field. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization. Big League Club off tonight. They begin a series on Friday with the Athletics. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats, the first team outside of Triple A to get 10 wins on the season. They're at 10-2 after a 10-1 win tonight against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 11 hits, and they take advantage of five different errors from the Shorebirds. In high A, Lansing Lugnuts defeat the Wisconsin Timberrattlers by a 4-3 score. The T-Rats fall to 4-8 on the season. Highland Triple A, the Nashville Sounds hang on. After they got it to a 5-0 lead, they hang on to win 5-4 over the Charlotte Knights, and the Sounds are at 10-7 on the season. In the Southern League, one game still in action. Bottom 10, Rocket City scored two in the top of the inning. They lead Montgomery 7-5. Finals elsewhere, Chattanooga improves to 5-6. Knoxville falls to 6-5 as the Lookouts win 5-4. Final in 10 innings, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos now at 9-3 on the year, defeat the Columbus Clingstones 4-3. The Clingstones at 5-6. Final score here tonight. The Shuckers fall by a 4-1 final, and they're back in action tomorrow. It is the 2025 debut from Coleman Crow as he faces off against the lefty Noah Schultz, 0-0, with an ERA of 4. Crow missed all of 2024 in the back half of 2023 after getting Tommy John surgery. Tomorrow will be his first start since the Brewers acquired him at the trade deadline from the New York Mets. He was originally sent there in a deal at the trade deadline from the Angels. But Crow makes his 2025 debut and his Brewers organizational debut tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock, 6:40 pregame on the Shuckers Radio Network. Again, it's the righty Crow against the lefty Schultz. Tonight, Barons 4, Shuckers 1. Hagen Smith the winner, Casey Hunt the loser, and Harold Rosato his first save of the season in a game that takes 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of 3,947 at Regents Field. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Black Sea Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll catch you tomorrow. Your final score, Barons 4, Shuckers 1. Coleman Crow is Shuckers' debut tomorrow. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch on the Shuckers Radio Network. We'll see you then. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi.